death is absolutely real. There's no getting around it, no pretending it doesn't happen, no sugarcoating the harsh reality that everyone we love will eventually die, and so will we. The separation that death brings genuinely hurts. It cuts deep into our hearts and leaves wounds that sometimes feel like they'll never heal. We miss the people we've lost in ways that words can barely describe. But Jesus speaks words that are stronger than death itself. His promises have more power than the grave, more authority than the final breath, more certainty than the cemetery. When he speaks about death and what comes after, we can trust him completely because he's the only one who has actually conquered death and come back to tell us about it. Jesus' unbreakable promise. In today's gospel reading, Jesus makes two incredible promises that should completely change how we think about death and what happens to the people we love. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will not cast out. This means that everyone who truly belongs to God will eventually find their way to Jesus. No one gets lost along the way. No one falls through the cracks. Jesus doesn't reject anyone who comes to him looking for mercy and love. His arms are always wide open, his heart always ready to welcome. This is the will of my Father. I shall lose nothing of all he has given me, but raise it up on the last day. This is even more amazing. Jesus is telling us that he will not lose a single person that the Father has entrusted to him, not one. He will raise them all up on the last day. Death doesn't get the final word. Jesus does. The grave doesn't get to keep our loved ones forever. Jesus will bring them back to life. Living with honest grief and firm hope. Our grief when someone dies is completely honest and normal. God doesn't expect us to pretend we're not sad or act like losing someone doesn't matter. Jesus himself wept when his friend Lazarus died, even though he knew he was about to bring him back to life. Tears are okay. Missing people is natural. Feeling the pain of separation is part of being human. November 2nd, 2025, All Souls Day homily. At the same time, our hope can be absolutely firm. We're not hoping for something that might happen or could possibly be true. We're trusting in the specific promises of Jesus, who has never lied and never failed to keep his word. We can entrust our dead to the heart that will absolutely not let them go. Think of it this way. When you put something precious in the hands of someone you completely trust, you don't worry about it anymore. You know it's safe. That's what we do with our loved ones who have died. We place them in the hands of Jesus, knowing that his heart will hold them safely until we see them again. What All Souls Day is really about. All Souls Day is mercy at work in the most practical way possible. It's the church's way of continuing to love people even after they've died. We remember them, not just thinking about them occasionally, but intentionally bringing them to mind and heart. We pray for them specifically, asking God to have mercy on them and bring them to heaven quickly. We offer things for them, masses, prayers, sacrifices, as gifts of love that somehow help them on their journey to God. The beautiful truth is that love continues after death through intercession. The bonds we formed through baptism, becoming part of God's family together, are actually stronger than the grave. Death can separate us physically, but it can't break the spiritual connections we have as brothers and sisters in Christ. Practical ways to help our departed loved ones. The church teaches us that there are specific things we can do that actually help the people who have died. The Holy Mass offered for them. This is the most powerful thing we can do. When a priest offers a Mass for a particular person who has died, the infinite value of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross is applied to that soul in a special way. You can request Masses for your loved ones at most parishes. Prayer and the Rosary. Simply talking to God about the people you've lost, asking him to be merciful to them and bring them to heaven. The Rosary is especially powerful because Mary, as the Mother of God, has incredible influence with her Son. Acts of charity done in their name, when you help poor people, visit sick people, or do other works of mercy specifically as a tribute to someone who has died, it somehow benefits their soul. It's like making a donation to their spiritual account. Penance freely chosen as a gift of love. This means voluntarily giving up something you enjoy or doing something difficult as a sacrifice offered for a particular person who has died. It might be skipping dessert, praying extra prayers, or doing an unpleasant chore with love. Offer it quietly for that person's soul. What helps us who are still living? While we're working to help our departed loved ones, there are also things that help us deal with grief and live faithfully. Live in grace today. This means staying close to God through prayer, the sacraments, and trying to avoid serious sin. When we're in a state of grace, we're prepared to die at any moment, and we're better able to help others. Forgive debts quickly. Don't hold grudges or stay angry at people. Life is short and uncertain. Forgive others fast and ask for forgiveness when you need it. Don't let the sun go down on your anger. Keep the end in view and walk with Christ. Remember that this life is temporary and we're all heading towards eternity. Let that reality shape how you treat people and what you consider important. Stay close to Jesus through it all. Three simple things you can do today. First, name your departed loved ones by name and commend them to Jesus. Don't just think, "I pray for all my dead relatives." Actually say their names out loud and say, "Jesus, keep them. Have mercy on Anne. Bring Anne to heaven safely." Make it personal and specific. Second, attend Mass or have a Mass offered for the souls who are most forgotten. Some people die with no one left to pray for them. Their families have all died too, or they were estranged from everyone who might remember them. These forgotten souls especially need our prayers. Third, do one hidden sacrifice for a particular soul. Pick someone specific who has died and do something difficult as a gift for them. Maybe give up your favorite snack today, say extra prayers, or do a chore you've been avoiding. Offer it quietly for that person's soul. What All Souls Day is really about. Jesus said, "This is the will of my Father, that I should raise them up." This isn't just a nice thought or a comforting wish. This is the firm promise of the Son of God who has all authority in heaven and on earth. We can place our sorrow right in the middle of that promise. Our tears, our loneliness, our questions about why death had to happen, all of it can rest in the certainty that Jesus will raise up everyone who belongs to him. Death is real and separation hurts, but Jesus' words are stronger than both. We walk in hope not because we're pretending death isn't scary or because we're denying how much it hurts to lose people we love. We walk in hope because we trust the one who conquered death and promised to share that victory with everyone who comes to him. Someday, and it might be sooner than we think, we will meet again in his light. The separation that feels so permanent now is actually temporary. The goodbye that seemed so final will turn into a hello that lasts forever. Until that day comes, we remember, we pray, we offer, and we trust in the heart that will absolutely not let our loved ones go. November 2nd, 2025, prayer for the day. Jesus, you promised never to cast out those who come to you. We place our departed in your sacred heart. In mercy, forgive their sins and lead them quickly to heaven. Hold us as we grieve and steady us with the hope of the resurrection. Help us live in your grace, ready for your call. Keep us faithful and keep them safe in your love. Amen.